Now, there were violent scenes inside and outside Parliament in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, yesterday as politicians voted through divisive foreign agent legislation, which critics describe as Kremlin-inspired and a threat to civil liberties. Opposition parties say the new law could harm Georgia's attempts to join the European Union, which has given it candidate status. The EU has warned the bill could jeopardise further progress within the bloc, while the White House warned it would reassess its ties with Georgia following the development. The bill now goes to the president, Salome Zurabishvili, an opponent of the governing party, who said she'll veto the law. But the Georgian Dream has sufficient numbers to overrule her. So what now for this legislation and Georgia's relations with the West and with Russia? Donako Bachon, who lived for a number of years in Georgia, is professor of post-Soviet politics at Dublin City University. Professor Bachon, good morning. Thank you for joining us. This bill, now on its way to becoming law in the next few months, why is it proving so divisive?
Well, it's firstly surprising that this has come to pass in a way, because the very same law was attempted by the government to put this through Parliament last year, and it evoked the exact same response: mass protests on the streets and international criticism, especially from Georgia's partners in the EU and the US. So the government withdrew the bill last year. It seems because they were also applying for the EU candidate status and they thought it would have a negative impact. And then they got the EU candidate status last year and now are bringing back the law. And again, almost predictably, it's attracting the exact same response: mass protests in the street and international criticism.
So can you rationalise and explain then why, in the teeth of such criticism, not once, and such opposition, not once but twice, the Georgian Dream continue now to push it through?
Well, that's a really good question, and a lot of people are arguing whether the Georgian government is in earnest about its quest to join the European Union. There's no question that it would be impossible for a Georgian government to argue that it didn't want to join the European Union. Opinion poll after opinion poll has shown about 80% of the people want to join the European Union. But the European Union have made it clear that if this law goes through, this very polarizing and divisive law, which would make anybody who is in receipt of any kind of foreign aid essentially a foreign agent, that this would jeopardize the whole European Union project. So people are asking, is the government in earnest? And people have pointed to the most powerful man in Georgia, Vidzina Ivanishvili, who's a multi-billionaire and who made his money in Russia during the 1990s. And they have detected perhaps his hidden hand, we'll say, in these developments. And that's certainly the view of people who are on the streets who see their European future jeopardized. Mm.
There are elections due again in October. The Georgian Dream in power now since 2012. Are we looking here at a democratic backsliding?
Well, that's certainly the fear in Tbilisi among the people on the street. It's very much the fear of people in Brussels, because for many years, Georgia's main pitch to the European Union was that it was something of a liberal, democracy oasis in a desert of authoritarian regimes. And there's a lot of authoritarian regimes, a lot of dictatorships in the post-Soviet sphere. So if Georgia just becomes another post-Soviet autocratic state, the EU will rapidly lose interest in any membership bid and indeed put its application on ice. And that's why people on the street are appealing over the heads of their government to the European Union to somehow make it clear to the government that there will be repercussions. And indeed, the European Union in the past has tried to distinguish between the government in Georgia, which is quite authoritarian, and the people, the popular. And when they gave candidate status last year, for example, they said they were rewarding the Georgian people, not necessarily the Georgian government.
Yeah, but what happens in October? Can Georgian Dream look forward to another term in power?
Well, the opposition are trying to unite. The opposition is traditionally quite fragmented. I mean, Georgian politics is quite competitive and pluralistic in many respects, and they've had a very, difficult time in trying to get that kind of unity. So this seems to have, triggered, an unprecedented momentum towards some kind of opposition unity in advance of these elections in October. But the state has huge resources, which are not at the disposal of the opposition. And as I said, the most powerful man in Georgia is essentially backing the government. He is indeed the main figure of the administration. His personal fortune is something in the region of $6 billion, mm. $2 billion of which is frozen, it seems, as a result of sanctions that occurred after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And it seems that that's in the backdrop. The Georgian Prime Minister recently said that one of the reasons that the Georgian government wouldn't meet with visiting representatives from the EU and indeed the US was because of the fact that Ivanishvili's personal fortune of 2 billion was frozen in Western bank accounts.
You know this country. How worried are you now? We've seen the pictures on our television screens over the last few nights of the demonstrations, of heavy-handed policing of those demonstrations as well. How worried would you be as to where this goes from here?
On one hand, it's very worrying. I mean, I have a lot of friends and connections in Georgia. I've seen them, targeted. I've seen them pulled out of crowds by the police and beaten up. I've seen even indeed their homes targeted by posters claiming that they are foreign agents. So on that level, it's very worrying. But the mobilization of society, and indeed that's often how change happens in Georgia, it happens on the streets. That's been the case indeed since the collapse of the Soviet Union. That gives, of course, inspiration and hope to many people. And as one civil society leader put it very well, he said the question for Georgians is very simple. If you go out and protest, we will be Georgia. But if you stay at home or keep silent, we will become Russia. So that's why people are making their choice on the street right now.
Professor Donnacho Bacon, thank you very much for joining us this morning.